This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban said today its peace agreement with the United States does not alter its claim that the insurgent group's supreme leader is Afghanistan's lawful ruler and that he is bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after foreign troops leave the country. The announcement feeds the uncertainty over the U.S.-Taliban deal signed a week ago in Qatar. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack that killed more than 30 people in Kabul. It was the first major attack in the Afghan capital since the United States reached its agreement with the Taliban, though the insurgency said it had no involvement in the violence. The World Health Organization says every country should make containing the new coronavirus its top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and taken some 3,400 lives, with over 100,000 confirmed cases. In China, things are looking up. The National Health Commission says the coronavirus threat in the country seems to be ebbing. Beijing has confirmed only 99 new infections early in the weekend. Here in the U.S., the latest COVID-19 fatalities have been reported in the state of Florida, the first on the nation's East Coast. Two people who had recently traveled abroad have died, upping the total number of known deaths to 17. American officials say 21 people aboard a cruise ship off San Francisco have tested positive for the virus. There is still nowhere for the vessel to dock, so everyone on board can be screened. Stephen Smith is a passenger.
The system that's in place, you know, our government, you know, the CDC, we feel is doing a remarkable job. I feel comfortable that they are going to make the best decision when they get the test results back as to what that quarantine, if there is a quarantine, is going to look like.
President Trump has parted ways with his now former acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney. He's being replaced by conservative Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, a strong Trump defender during the Democratic impeachment drive. From Washington, this is VOA News. During a White House briefing on Friday, as head of the Coronavirus Task Force, Vice President Mike Pence got an unexpected update of his own. The AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
Vice President Mike Pence was taken aback when he was asked by a reporter about two people who attended the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference in Washington who later tested positive for the coronavirus.
That's the first I've heard of it in the midst of a busy day.
The group tweeted about the two earlier Friday. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says the next step is to trace who the two may have been in contact with.
The public health weapon, if you want to call it that, we have, namely to get those people isolated and to do the contact tracing.
Thousands of people attended the conference, including members of Congress, and both Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave speeches. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Amid all of this, there are still questions over the pace of virus testing in the United States and why it is taking so long to distribute test kits on a wide enough scale. The Trump administration is promising that will change for the better in the coming days. After months of cooling tensions, Japan and South Korea may be on the verge of another row, this time over the coronavirus. Japan says it will quarantine travelers from South Korea and China. The National Security Council in Seoul called the decision unreasonable, excessive, and extremely regrettable, adding it would consider reciprocal measures. South Korea has the largest COVID-19 outbreak in the world after China, with more than 6,700 confirmed cases and 45 deaths. Americans, most Americans, will adjust their clocks and watches this weekend with the arrival of daylight saving time. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
It's spring forward or fall back. And Sunday morning at 2 a.m. is the return of daylight saving time for most of the country. Sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning, and some will feel a little sleepy, having to get up an hour earlier. The time change is not observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. Standard time will return November 1st. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials in Saudi Arabia have reportedly arrested three senior members of the royal family, charging at least two of the men with treason. Among the three, Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz, who is King Salman's younger brother. Media reports say Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the king's son and acting Saudi ruler, ordered the arrests. The Crown Prince is widely believed responsible for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.